To them that mourn for the wickedness of the land, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh, and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. Slay utterly old and young, both maids, and little children, and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark. Repenting in affliction come, and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us, he hath smitten, and he will bind us up. He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned, and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shalt be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God, he will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. Confession of sin, whoso confesseth, and forsaketh them shall have mercy. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Thou art my hiding place, thou shalt preserve me. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the Father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. If they shall confess their iniquity, and the iniquity of their fathers, with their trespass which they trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. Return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, saith the Lord. Obedience, the blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live, and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom, and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes, and say, Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Keep therefore the words of this covenant, and do them, that ye may prosper in all that ye do. A blessing, if ye obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. Oh, that there were such an heart in them, that they would fear me, and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them, and with their children for ever. It shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments, and keep, and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant, and the mercy which he sware unto thy fathers. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord hath spoken. Ye shall do my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land in safety. And the land shall yield her fruit, and ye shall eat your fill, and dwell therein in safety. If ye will fear the Lord, and serve him, and obey his voice, and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye, and also the king that reigneth over you, continue following the Lord your God. Set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do, all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life, and through this thing ye shall prolong your days in the land, whither ye go over Jordan to possess it. That the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger, and show thee mercy, and have compassion upon thee, and multiply thee, as he hath sworn unto thy fathers, when thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep all his commandments which I command thee this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord thy God. Be ye strong therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant, and his testimonies. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity, and their years in pleasures. If ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. Then shall I not be ashamed, when I have respect unto all thy commandments. The Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God, then shalt thou prosper, if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul. O that thou hast hearkened to my commandments! Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. Keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee. He that doeth the will of God abideth for ever. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. To him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. Whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother, and sister, and mother. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. He that keepeth the law, happy is he. The doers of the law shall be justified. If he be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Those things, which ye have both learned, and received, and heard, and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Obeying Christ, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. If thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness, and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. He that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. To sincerity and uprightness, with an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart, and dost pleasure in uprightness. The righteous Lord loveth righteousness, his countenance doth behold the upright. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be for ever. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. The integrity of the upright shall guide them. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them. Such as are upright in their way are his delight. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous, he is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. The upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. The prayer of the upright is his delight. They that deal truly are his delight. Do not my words do good to him that walketh uprightly? If our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. If thou wert pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee, and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit, but the upright shall have good things in possession. Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. To the love of God, O God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him. All things work together for good to them that love God. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. It shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart, and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain, and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, and thy wine, and thine oil. The Lord preserveth all them that love him. If any man love God, the same is known of him. Let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his might. Heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments. To the love of Christ, he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. A crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. The crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. I love them that love me, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. To trusting and patiently waiting on God, he is a buckler to all those that trust in him. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth for ever. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. O how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. The Lord is good, blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. In God I will praise his word, in God I have put my trust, I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we have waited for him, we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings, his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established, he shall not be afraid, until he see his desire upon his enemies. Trust in the Lord, and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. The Lord shall help them, and deliver them, he shall deliver them from the wicked, and save them, because they trust in him. Blessed are all they that wait for him. They shall not be ashamed that wait for me. He that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord for ever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. We are saved by hope. He knoweth them that trust in him and Nahum. Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I will look unto the Lord, I will wait for the God of my salvation, my God will hear me. He that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land, and shall inherit my holy mountain. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope, and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. To the fear of God is surely his salvation, is nigh them that fear him. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. By the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. It shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. O how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. As the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him. His mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. Whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. In every nation he that feareth him, and worketh righteousness, is accepted with him. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise, with healing in his wings. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied, he shall not be visited with evil. Honoring God are them that honor me I will honor. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. To prayer of the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble, thou wilt prepare their heart, thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. Neither shall any man desire thy land, when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God thrice in the year. What nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? Thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. It is good for me to draw near to God. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. The Lord hath heard my supplication, the Lord will receive my prayer. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel, to do it for them, I will increase them with men like a flock. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, and find grace to help in time of need. Evening and morning, and at noon, will I pray, and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Seeking God, if thou seek him, he will be found of thee. Ye shall seek me, and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. If from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart, and with all thy soul. If thou wouldest seek unto God betimes, and make thy supplication to the Almighty, if thou wert pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee, and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. Seek ye me, and ye shall live. Your heart shall live that seek God. Thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. The hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him. Seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. That they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him, and find him. The Lord is with you, while ye be with him, and if ye seek him, he will be found of you. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Secret prayer of thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Praising God, who praise the Lord, for the Lord is good, sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. Desires of grace are open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy, and eat, yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me, and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.